It's time for our Tribe Talk with Bobby D, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Bob, I was having trouble connecting almost. I almost had a chance to have to talk with Hot Dog. Hot Dog. Mustard. Who's in our studio, Craig? Who is this?
That's Mustard, isn't it?
Well, it's yellow.
It's yellow. I mean, but is there a hot dog in the middle of it?
Well, yes. Well, you put him on top of the console this morning. I don't know why he was over here.
Well, I didn't do that.
Have you not been? Somebody,
oh, no, not
somebody
me.
Else is playing with Mustard?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he came. He was one of those giveaways from a while back, and he's been in our studio. So he smiles through no matter what goes on. Mustard. How are Mustard and ketchup, and how are they doing these days? Have you had any report on them?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, they're being flexible like everybody else since they're not allowed down on the field to run their race. They run their race elsewhere and being flexible like everybody else involved in professional sports these days. And I certainly don't like hearing a mixture of snow in the forecast when we have a nice 10-day, 10-game homestand beginning tomorrow, 2 against the White Sox, 4 against the New York Yankees, and then the Minnesota Twins come to town. So we need to get back to some of this beautiful April weather we've been experiencing.
Yeah, Bob, the last time we talked, we thought, well, this month is going to kind of tell us where the Indians are, and I'm not sure exactly what it's been telling us. You know what I mean, right?
Right, well, you know, this road trip, we finished at 3-4. We were certainly trying and hoping to be 4-3. You go into Chicago, a really good ball club, and play 4 straight. So you hope you split, which is what we did. And then we thought we could get to Cincinnati and you win a series, win 2 out of 3. And unfortunately, we were 1 game shy of doing that. Saturday's game got away from us, unfortunately. Josh Naylor, who's played first base his entire life, just didn't keep his glove on the ground long enough and did a Bill Buckner kind of play, and that ended up in a 1-run loss for us. But then we had Shane Bieber on the hill on Sunday, which is a pretty good thing. I think I saw a stat that he's 17-7 in his brief career after a Tribe loss. So, as Tito said after the game, that's the definition of an ace, is you don't let losing extend itself. You get back into the win column immediately, and Shane Bieber can do that.
And, Bob, with the pitching you've had so far, if the Indians score 4 runs or more, you're in pretty good shape.
Yep. I mean, that's been pretty much our mantra the last 7-8 years, is our pitching is so good that if we can be consistent at the plate, it all comes back to just consistency. We haven't strung enough hits together with men in scoring position. We've relied on the home run ball to be all of our offense, so we need to settle in and string some hits together a little bit more consistently.
Talking to Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians is brought to you by North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Interesting matchup coming up for pitching. Got Plesac against Rodan. Two different previous starts for those pitchers. I wonder how this is going to come together.
Yeah, no question. You're probably going to see a pretty angry Zach Plesac on the mound. You know, first time getting on the mound after as he indicated, his worst experience on a baseball field he's ever had from Little League on up. He never, ever in his career was knocked out in the first inning in a ball game, no matter where he was playing, high school, et cetera, minor league. So you could tell he's going to be truly focused on doing his job. And as far as Carlos Rodon, we need to get some hits off that guy, right? I mean, what a performance, though. I mean, he just had everything working. He's an outstanding pitcher that's coming back from injuries and had an up-and-down career just because of the injuries, but always considered a premier pitcher when healthy. That road trip, you know what, we get no hit. We had a triple play.
Oh, you said it, triple play. Here it is. Hold on.
Let's bring the infield in. Tito wants Naylor to get these opportunities, and he swings and rips it to first. Caught by Votto, dives to first and tags out Reyes. Eddie Rosario is out on a triple play. He broke from third. Reds throw to third. Triple play ends the inning. How about that? A bullet to first. Votto dove toward first. After he caught it, tagged out Reyes, then he threw to third as Rosario had broke home. A triple play. Wow.
There you go. That's from the other night. I mean, even when it happens against you, it's still something fascinating to watch. And when you hear about it, you want to see how that turns out. So.
Yeah, wow. As Hammy said, wow is right. You know, the guy on third thought it was a low liner, thought it was a one-hopper, so he's gonna score. Put us in a better position to win that game, and ends up he caught the liner, you know, and again another bullet off the bat, and just turned against us. But this the beginning of this baseball season as we sit here, 8-7, and just in what second tied in second place or in second place in the division. Game and a half out, we've learned a couple things that we're able to pitch the ball. Our bullpen is as every year you construct the bullpen to try to figure out how talented it's going to be and dominating it's going to be, and we like what we've seen with Brian Shaw and Nick Whitgren and James Karinchak and Emmanuel Class A have really done the job. Just again, matter of us being more consistent at the plate when we have men in scoring position.
Yeah, and then I see all over the media yesterday that Jay Bruce announcing his retirement, and so much love from the Cleveland Indians. We remember that short period.
He wasn't here very long, but he certainly made an impact. I liken him to Marquise Grissom, you know, played 1 year with us and won the American League championship series MVP for us in 1997, and Jay Bruce having an impact when we had the longest winning streak in Major League history, that 22 gamer, and he drove in the winning run in that exciting ball game. He was a heck of a guy, you know. Part of the love was just he's just a terrific guy, and a consummate professional, friendly. He's one of those guys, Bruce, you sit there and you think about, you know, the people that you cross paths with in this business, and you get lucky because Bruce was a heck of a man.
Yeah, you wonder why more people can't be like that. In other words, you hire the you can bring them on board, you expect them to do something, and it seems to work out at times, and glad that he stopped by for the time that he was with our team. But we're ready and excited for more Indians baseball as the month of April moves on. Anything planned for the Yankees coming to town this coming weekend?
Just big four games coming. Starts with 6-10 on Thursday, 7-10 Friday, 6-10 Saturday, 1-10 on Sunday. They are scuffling a little bit right now. Let's hope they continue that.
Yes. Why don't we call up Tampa Bay and find out what it is that we need to do? Apparently, they have their number.
Yes, they do.
All right, Bob. We appreciate your time this Monday morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, gentlemen. Take care. Have a good week.